Radha Dasyam. Krishna begs the mercy of the Manjaris in order to meet with Srimati Radhika.
Yat kim karishu bahusha khalu kakuvani nityam parasya purushasya shikhandamole tasya kadarasa nidhe vrishabhanujayas tatkeli kunja bhavanangana marjanishyam.
O daughter of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, O ocean of rasa, the supreme enjoyer, the source of all avatars, who wears a peacock feather in his hair, falls at the feet of your maidservants and propitiates them with many humble and grief-stricken words to be allowed entrance into your kunja, where both of you would engage in playful amorous pastimes. If only I could become one stick in the broom used by your sakis to clean your delightful kunja, I would consider my life a success. A prayer to attain the position of a maidservant of Sri Radha, who attracts and bewilders the mind of Sri Krishna.
Venam karan nipatitam skalitam shikandam vrashtam chapita vasanam vrajarajasuno yasya kataksha sharaghata vimurchitasya tang radhikam paricharami kadarasena.
When will the time come that I can continuously render service with rasa in accordance with the natural disposition of my swarup to Srimati Kishoriji, by whose shower of arrow-like sidelong glances Sri Nanda Nandan faints, his flute tumbles from his hands, his crown of peacock feathers falls from his head, and his yellow cloth slips from his hips. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami prays to be solely attached to serving Sri Radha.
Padab jayos tava vina varadasyameva nanyat kadapi samaye kila deviyache sakhyayate mama namostu nityam dasyayate mama rasostu satyam.
O Devi Radhika, I am not praying for anything except that most exalted direct service to your lotus feet. Time and again, I offer pranam from afar to your sakitva, a position as your sakhi. But I vow that my unwavering devotion will always be only for your dasitva, a position as your maidservant. Therefore, let me truly have eager spiritual thirst for your service. And if I am not qualified for this, then at least make me attached to this aspiration so that one day I may attain it. Srila Gurudev said, when he is praying for dasitva, we should understand that this means a position as a palyadasi of Radhika. It is considered superior because from this position one can witness and serve Radha Krishna's intimate pastimes, which even the sakis cannot. This shloka expresses the essence of Radha Dasyam. Touched by the breeze coming from Radhika, Krishna thinks, my life has now returned.
Yasya kadapi vasanan chalake lanota dhanyati dhanya pavane nakritartamani yogindra durgamagatir madhusudanopi tasya namostu vrishabhanubhuvo dishepi.
Let us bow down even to the direction of the land of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. For Madhusudan Krishna, who is the rarely attained goal of great yogis, considers that his life is completely fulfilled by the mere touch of that glorious, playful breeze that has touched the tip of Srimati Radhika's garment. He thinks, "Oh, my life has now returned." I meditate upon Srimati's foot dust. Her unlimited power instantly subdues Krishna.
Yo Brahma Rudra Shuka Narada Bhishma Mukhyaye Alakshito Nasahasa Purushasya Tasya Sadyo Vashi Karana Churnam Ananta Shaktim Tam Radhika Charanare Numanusmarami.
I meditate after the ways of our previous acharyas upon the foot dust of Srimati Radhika, whose unlimited power instantly subdues the Supreme Person, Sri Krishna, who is not easily seen even by great souls like Brahma, Shiva, Shukadev, Narada Muni, and Bhishma. Krishna cannot be attained without Srimati Radhika. The necessity of taking shelter of the lotus feet of Sri Radha is expressed by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami.
Anaradhya Radha Padambho Jarenum Anashritya Vrinda Tavim Tat Padankam Asambhasya Tad Bhava Gambhira Chittam Kutashyama Sindho Rasasya Vagaha.
How can a person become immersed in the ocean of Shyama Ras, Madhurya Rasa, if he has never worshipped the dust of Sri Radha's lotus feet? If he has never taken shelter of her pastime place, Sri Vrindavan, which is marked with the impressions of her lotus feet, and if he has never associated with and served the devotees whose hearts are submerged in her profound sentiments, it will never be possible. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami expresses his hankering for Radha Dasya.
Shri Rupa Manjari Karar Chitapada Padma Goshtendra Nandana Bujar Pitamastakaya Hamodata Kanaka Gori Padaravinda Samvahana Nishanakais Tava Kinkarishye.
O Devi, as fair as gold, your lotus feet are worshipped by Sri Rupa Manjari's hands as you rest your head against Krishna's arm. When will I receive the remnants of Rupa Manjari's service and happily and gently massage your lotus feet? O Radhike, I am passing my time with the sole hope of being able to serve you.
Ashabharer Amrita Sindhu Mayai Katanchit Kalo Mayati Gamita Kila Sampratamhi Twangchet Kripam Mayi Vidhas Yasinaiva Kimme Pranair Vrajena Chavaro Rubakarinapi.
O Varoru, Radha, I am passing my time with the sole hope of being able to serve you. If you withhold your mercy, what value to me is this life, the land of Raj, and Sri Krishna, the enemy of Baka? Radha's bhav is reflected in the manjaris. This is described in the first shloka of Sri Vilap Kusumanjali.
Tvang rupa manjari sakhi pratita puresmin pungsapparasya vadanam nahi pashyasiti bimbadhare kshatamana gata bartrikaya Yatte vyadhayi kimutach chukapungavena.
My dear Sakhi, Rupa Manjari, You are well known in Vraj for not even looking at the face of any man other than your husband. Therefore, it is surprising that your lips, red like bimba fruits, have been bitten even though your husband is not at home. Has this been done by the best of parrots? Srila Gurudev said, When Krishna drinks the nectar of Radha's lips, the resultant bhav is also reflected in the manjaris, who become as if intoxicated. Taking shelter of the manjaris is described by Srila Raghunath Das Goswami.
Tambularpanapadamardanapayodanabhisaradibhir Vrindaranya Maheshwarim Priyataya Yastoshayanti Priya Prana Prishta Saki Kulada Pikila Sankochita Bhumika Keli Bhumi Shurupa Manjari Mukhas Tadasika Sangshraye.
I take shelter of the maidservants of Srimati Radhika, headed by Rupa Manjari. They act as her chaperones and affectionately satisfy Srimati Radhika by their various services, such as offering tanbula, massaging her feet, bringing her water, and taking her to her rendezvous with Krishna. Unlike the prana preshta sakis, they can, without hesitation, perform any service within the pleasure groves. A prayer to Gurudev to bestow Radha Dasyam.
Tongopika Vrisharaves Tanayanti Kesi Sevadhikarini Guru Nijapada Padme Dasyam Pradaya Kuruman Vrajakanane Shri Radhangri Seva Narase Sukinim Sukhabdo.
O Gurudev, you are the beloved Gopika of Srimati Radhika and can bestow her service. Bestowing upon me the shelter of your lotus feet, kindly make me blissfully engaged within the ocean of the blissful mellow of service to her lotus feet in the kunjas of Braj. Always remember Sri Krishna as the prananath of my Swamini Sri Radhika.
Madishanatatve Vrajavipina Chandram Vrajavane Svarim Tannatatve Tadatula Sakitve Tulalitam Vishakam Shikshali Vitarana Gurutve Priyasaro Girindro Tat Preksha Lalitarati Tatve Smaramana.
What should be the mutual relationship between Raganuga Bhajan and Madhurya Rasa? O mind, always remember Vrindavan Chandra Shri Krishna as the Prananath of my Swamini Srimati Radhika, Vrindavaneshwari Srimati Radhika as she who controls him by her love, Sri Lalita as the peerless friend of my Swamini, Sri Vishakha as the Shiksha Guru instructing all the gopis in making arrangements of Sri Yugal Seva, and Radhakund and Giriraj Govardhan as those who grant darshan of Sri Radha Krishna and bestow sublime rati for their lotus feet. A sincere prayer for attaining Sri Radha Dasyam.
Radhe Vrindavanadhishe Karunamrita Vahini Kripaya Nijapadabja Dasyam Mahyam Pradiyatam.
O Srimati Radhika, O Queen of Vrindavan, you are a flowing river of incomparable compassion. Please bestow upon me the service of your lotus feet.